Well, I think we have to digest what happened today and learn from it. Obviously, from the first minute of the game, we weren't ready to play. And I know that this was a game where Frank had, you know, said to the guys that, you know, it was a must-win for them, and they showed up and competed from the first minute to the end of the game better than we did. And I can't say that too often this season, that we got beat to the, you know, the balls that we won in the air, we got beat for the second ball. For the balls that we didn't win in the air, we got beat for the, yeah, it was, we were just second best on the whole field. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully now it's a wake-up call for a few guys. I hope so. I mean, we'll see. I mean, this is the point of the season where you have to figure out where you're at. You know, are you going to make a run in the playoffs, or are you going to just wither and die? And today it looks like we're going to wither and die, but there's a lot of fight left in this team, I'm sure of it. And, you know, I'd like to say it's going to be a nice occasion against Barcelona on Wednesday, but to me right now, that game's in the middle is a pain in the ass. But it's all right. We'll go do a professional job, have a good game against Barcelona, and be ready to play the next weekend.
Did you pick up any vibe in training or in the locker room, or was this a pure surprise to you?
No, it seemed a little flat when I got back from the All-Star game a little bit on Friday and even yesterday, and there was, but you know, sometimes you have those trainings and guys are just kind of saving themselves a little bit, but it definitely wasn't, I don't know what the deal was today. It just, like I said, it just, from the first minute, we just were second best. And then, again, we take another red card and we do some stupid things, you know, on the field at different times. And, you know, that's probably what disappoints me more. You're going to have games where you lose and the other team's better than you and different things, but we just don't give ourselves a chance sometimes, which is frustrating.
Is what you guys do on Wednesday almost as important as?
I could care less for Wednesday, to be honest. I mean, yeah, it's a great occasion for the fans and for the guys. For me personally, I would much rather have a good hard week of training and get ready for the league game. But like I said, for the fans, for the ownership group, for some of the guys, it's a fantastic experience and atmosphere So I think we just have to go into that game like it's a hard training session. Hopefully we don't get any injuries and we come out of it ready to play it next weekend.
So next weekend will be the kind of show the resiliency of the team.
Exactly. If you can't get motivated to play against Messi, you got a big, big problem. But what worries me more is, you know, coming to a situation like this where, yeah, this isn't Seattle. You know, you're on a bumpy field. I think an interesting situation. And so, but that's when you have to dig down and say, hey, I'm going to come here and do the job that I'm paid to do. And for some reason, we just didn't do it today.
You see 20 games after coming from Europe. Does anything surprise you in MLS in terms of level of playing?
Well, I mean, the level's been good. I think sometimes the only thing that has probably surprised me a little bit is the kind of the knowledge of the game, when to clear it, when to bring it down, when to step up, when not to step up, just that little bit. And where I know a lot of players with less physical ability and physical talent that just know the game so well on the field. And I think that's just a little bit that's lacking in MLS. I think we've got great athletes, we've got great technique, we've got things, but that speed of thought and that speed of recognition on the field is just, I think, a little bit what we're lacking.